Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I want to read a passage of scripture that very familiar to most of you. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2 in verse number 9. Paul the Apostle was writing, and remember, Paul the Apostle went up into the third heaven, and he saw some things that he later said, it's not lawful for me to speak of. He saw all these, that we're talking about today, Paul saw that. And he writes these words, but as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Now, he says here, as it has been written. Where was that found at? We find that back in Isaiah 64. A similar passage of scripture that says this. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by ear, neither hath I seen. Now, he says since the beginning of the world. Neither hath I seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. So Isaiah the prophet talked about this. Paul the apostle talked about this. And we always think of the future, and rightfully so, when we think about eyes not seen, ears not heard, nor even, you know, in the heart of man, those things that are prepared for them that love him. We're rightfully to think of the future, but it also brings us to the present. This passage of scripture is not just talking about the future. God has prepared wonderful things for us. He's even talking about the here and now. I often always say, all of this in heaven too. We enjoy all these things on earth that he has given us in heaven too. Well, we often stop in verse number 9, as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. And we stop. But the thought continues on when he continues writing. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. He just said, eyes not seen, ears not heard, and neither entered into the heart of man. And then he says in the next verse, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. That's that illumination. Now, we don't receive any more revelation from God. The revelation of God is complete. But we do receive illumination, another light from God's Word. And let me just read the rest of this. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the Spirit of man which is in him? That's another way of saying, I don't know what's in you. Only you know what's in you. Are you following? I've been reading, I won't go into a lot of detail, recently about some pastors in the past, not just read, but I've been reading recently about pastors in the past who have fallen. They had strong churches, big, wonderful churches, wonderful ministries, even schools, and things have happened to them. People were shocked. How could this happen? Well, you don't know what's really in the heart of man, even the man in a pulpit, except that man himself and God. And that's what this verse is saying. But what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Again, I'm heading somewhere here. Even so the things of God knoweth no man. We can't understand some of these things. But the Spirit of God reveals them unto us. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. I love to dwell this one on a while, but I got to move on. Verse 14, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit. We're going to look at some things in just a minute. The natural man can't comprehend these things. And apart from the Spirit of God, neither could we. I have a note here in my Bible I wrote years ago. I told you I've had this Bible for many, many years. I'm fixing to send it off to get it recovered. Only thing holding me back, they said it's going to take 8 weeks because it's Christmas. And everybody's sending stuff to them. I said, well, I'll wait till after Christmas. I can't be without this Bible for 8 weeks, you know. So after Christmas, I'll send it back to them. But I've had this Bible since before I was in Kenya as a missionary. And I wrote this. When it said, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, for neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. And I wrote, I was beginning to learn Kiswahili, and I had no clue what they were saying. And this verse was real to me then, because he talks about the natural man can't understand the things of God. They're foolishness to him. And when I was in Kenya, at the time, I didn't understand what anybody was saying. It was foolishness to me. And it's the same way about how unbelievers, lost people, can't understand the things in God's Word. They might know stories. Jonah in the well, Noah's Ark, things of that nature. But we're talking about spiritual things that God would reveal to them. Well, and then it says, but he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judging man. Okay, here's what I want to get to. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. What is the mind of Christ? That wasn't a rhetorical question. What is the mind of Christ? No. Who said the Bible? It's the Bible. It's if we could put it this way, it's God's word, God's mind reduced to writing. Okay, so we could understand it. We have the mind of Christ. Okay, even though we don't understand all things, he has revealed things to us. And the farther that you get into God's word, the more he reveals to you. Are you following? You don't get a lot of this thing just doing your daily devotions and doing your daily breads and, well, I did my Bible study, my 15 minutes, and you move on. No, you have to dig deep for those nuggets of gold. Are y'all following what I'm talking about? Okay, that's what he's saying here. And we have the mind of Christ, the Word of God. Now, it does not mean we're God and we know all things, but we have a lot in the Scripture if we dig and study. Now, we're in a section in Romans, in Revelation chapter number 21 that just blows our mind. Again, Paul said, eyes not seen nor ears heard. He's not just talking about the future, he's talking about here and now. You know, salvation is a wonderful thing. It's a glorious thing. Natural man cannot comprehend what God has revealed to us just from the new birth, from generation. We understand some things they can't understand, because the Bible tells us here in 1 Corinthians that the natural man, it's foolishness to him. Okay, with that in mind, back in Revelation chapter number 21, that's kind of a long introduction, but I want you to understand that even here, this new Jerusalem come down, we can't comprehend heaven. No way, we've not been there. And please don't say you've been there or you know somebody's been to heaven and come back, you know. Matter of fact, I read 2 weeks ago, remember there was a book written by a little boy, or about that little boy, and a movie about him, how he died and went to heaven. Now the boy recants it. Did y'all hear that story? He said that really didn't happen. And the daddy, who's still making money, is saying, yeah, it did happen. Because he likes all those royalties and all from the books and the movies. So the little boy, I forget the guy's name, but I forget what age he is now, but he's still young. He said that really never happened. Anyway, nobody's been to heaven and come back, okay, and told people about it. Let's get started. Verse number 9. Where's my watch? Verse number 9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, and I will show thee the bride, with the Lamb's wife. Next week or two, I won't talk about that, but I want to get into the New Jerusalem today. We'll talk about the bride later.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.